This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day when America is coming face to face with a great decision about yet another sweeping Democratic plan, and it is a Democratic plan. It is endorsed by every Democrat in the U.S. Senate, except maybe not Kristen Sinema. It's a reconciliation package, so it means they don't need the 60 votes, and it could be, the Wall Street Journal says, a tax increase on everyone. Is that true, you think? Or is it better to trust the President of the United States, who says no one who earns less than $400,000 a year is going to feel this at all? It's not going to cost a penny. To get some perspective on this, somebody who wrote the book on inflation, and in fact his book Inflation has helped to explain where we are for many, many Americans, and has also written a book on tax reform and how I wish that America, 20 years ago, had followed Steve Forbes' advice in a radical simplification of the tax system for the benefit of Americans of every status in the society. Steve Forbes is the chairman and editor-in-chief of Forbes Media and the co-author of Inflation, What It Is, Why It's Bad, and How to Fix It. So, Steve, the new Schumer-Manchin bill, they're billing it now as the inflation-fighting bill. Is this going to put an end to inflation, or at least help to roll it back?
No, talking about rolling, I think the one who's probably rolling in his grave even more is George Orwell, who, as you know, wrote 1984, Newspeak, and How You Twist Words and Language. This bill end up doing the opposite. It hurts the output of the economy. You want more supply, not less. It'll be won't reduce the deficit because it hurts the economy. It's going to be a crusher for small businesses and a crusher for manufacturers. I love how Joe Biden says he loves manufacturing, and then he puts on a tax, this 15% minimum tax, and the way it's structured is going to slam. Most of the money is going to come from manufacturers, the people Joe Biden says he loves. And hiring tens of thousands of IRS agents, who are they going to go after? They already go after the Jeff Bezos of the world. They already go over those tax returns. What they're going to do now is go after middle class and small businesses. They're the ones who are going to get hurt on this.
Okay, in terms of getting hurt on this, you don't have any question. I mean, you're not quibbling, as so many are, over the definition of a recession. We're at the very beginning of a recession right now, right?
Yes, and the fact of the matter is most people feel their incomes are not keeping up with their expenses. That is hard times. I don't care what you give to it. And unfortunately, what these people keep trying to do in Washington is hobble the natural recuperating aspects of the American economy. They just leave the American economy alone. Stop putting on new rules and regulations. For example, as you know, a few weeks ago, they're toying with putting on new regs to fight ozone or some darn thing that would have cut natural gas production and oil in the Permian Basin by 40 to 50%. This is insanity. Who makes long-term investments when you have an administration that goes to war against you, small business or big business, each and every day?
Well, if they move forward with that, that would help Russia a lot, wouldn't it?
Well, why they have this love of Saudi oil or Russian oil? Russian oil and gas is less pure than ours because of our methods of exploration and drilling and refining. We produce a cleaner oil, cleaner natural gas than the Russians do. And Saudi Arabia, why Joe Biden professed once to really dislike Saudi Arabia and its a sensible ruler, the prince, why he wants them to fill up our oil tanks instead of American oil. You know, he went to Saudi Arabia. Why didn't he go to North Dakota, Texas, and Louisiana? There he could get production.
Well, maybe he got a nicer greeting in Saudi Arabia.
I'm sure Texans would be glad to give him a fist handshake if that's what he likes.
Okay. Right now, the American people, I mean, people turned around, they looked, and the month of July ended up being a good month in the markets. And there are still people all in the administration and surrounding the administration who are insisting this is not a real recession. We are actually gaining steam with the recovery. What are some of the things that the president could do, given some of the challenges he faces, that could actually help turn the economy around?
You could write a book on them, and some of us did. But in terms of what they're doing, number one, I used to tell medical students, don't harm the patient. And in this case, cease this relentless pouring of regulations, twisting antitrust, the SEC going ahead with a 500-page rule on climate change, which will end up slamming small businesses. Stop all of that stuff. Fire those people. You hired them, you can fire them. Get rid of them. And make clear you want a productive American economy. And reduce taxes instead of increase them. You know, in the 1980s, the start of that great boom was not only the stabilizing of the dollar with the Federal Reserve, which this Fed doesn't seem to know how to do, but also increasing output, deregulation, big tax cuts. And guess what? It worked. The American economy blossomed, and Silicon Valley became a byword around the world for high-tech innovation. Everyone had heard of Silicon Valley by the mid-1980s. In the late 70s, only a handful of techies knew what Silicon Valley meant.
And speaking of that, are you a supporter, because I don't know, Steve, of the CHIPS bill? Was that that got 17 Republican Senate members who voted for it. Would you have been one of them?
Yes, it shows the power of pork. Which maybe, you know, there was once a joke about Saudi Arabians being against pork spending. The power of the idea of spending money and thinking that's going to help the economy and help get money to your district. It used to be the appeal of tariffs in the old days when they put taxes on everything. And as a result, you have a situation where taxes are going up. And I just don't get what the administration thinks it's doing by putting on all of these taxes, all of these regulations, and the Federal Reserve should stop going ahead with this raising of interest rates arbitrarily. Let the market set that. And as for those 17 Republicans, shame on them. They know better.
John
Cornyn, one statistic, Intel, which is going to get billions from this, is profitable. Their cash balance, the last I saw, was $38 billion. Why are we pouring billions of dollars in industry where private capital is pouring in, where investments are being made? It is scandalous. It is unnecessary. And they say, well, we must compete with China. Well, China thinks it does well by having government-directed and politically-directed investment decisions. Go right ahead. That's not our strength. Why are we imitating China? How does that make us more competitive?
I see that one of your most recent columns is GOP senators signing on to a bad and counterproductive idea, warned Steve Forbes. That's about the CHIPS bill. We will be right back, I hope, with Steve Forbes for more on what you do about creeping recession and inflation. Is it stagflation again? Are we back in malaise territory? And if so, what's the right Republican response? We'll be right back on the MedVet Show. Washington Policy Center, WPC, is Washington State's champion for free market reforms and is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes. Its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Our state needs WPC more than ever, and we need you to be part of it. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. Is our country's distinctive power and prosperity the product of some happy accidents or criminal activity, or is it God's hand on America? That's the title, actually, of my most recent book. You can get a hardcover copy, personally signed by me, together with a full audiobook, and it comes to you together with an MP3 player so you can hear it anytime you want. It's all at a reduced price while supplies last. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for God's Hand on America, look for that audiobook and hardcover book bundle.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
On the Michael Medved Show, he's a Nobel Prize winning economist. No, he really is, Paul Krugman. He does not write for Forbes Media. Steve Forbes handles that job, along with many other distinguished contributors. Steve Forbes, the chairman and editor-in-chief of Forbes Media, co-author of the new bestseller, Inflation, What It Is, Why It's Bad, and How to Fix It. If you were to prognosticate for just a minute, and I know you're very careful about doing this when it comes to things like markets and the economy and which direction we're going. 85% of Americans, at least 80% according to virtually every poll, thinks we're headed in the wrong direction. What do you think the chances are that things could turn around enough economically before November? And before we cast our ballots on this midterm election, what are the chances that things could actually visibly turn around? Not so that everybody said, oh, happy days are here again, but that people had more of a sense of America moving in the right direction.
I think it would start with what we saw at the gas pump, prices going down there. But we have to remember, it's still 50, 60% higher than it was a year and a half, 2 years ago. And a feeling that the people in charge actually know what they are doing. You know, these improvements that we get, the stock market, they call them bear market rallies. People feel, yeah, something improves today, but is it going to last till tomorrow? I don't trust what they tell us. I don't believe that spending money fights inflation or raising taxes fights inflation and stuff like that. So I think it's not just a material improvement, but a feeling that the policies behind this material improvement are substantive and for real and can be trusted. And that's what happened in the early 80s with the Reagan reforms when they finally kicked in. And the economy took off in a way that the experts said was not going to be possible. People believed in it, invested in it, the markets responded to it because they believed the policies behind it were sound and you could trust the future again.
And so it, right now, basically, what people are talking about is this one-vote margin. First of all, it all comes down this time, apparently, to Senator Sinema in Arizona. They have a big primary tomorrow in Arizona, which is really highlights some of the divisions within the Republican Party. How do you bring a Republican Party together? They seem to be together in opposition to this new Manchin-Schumer deal. How do you bring the Republican Party together in terms of positive developments that could be put on the table before the election?
Well, I understand, I believe that Kevin McCarthy, who leads the House Republicans and would become Speaker if the GOP flipped the House in November, which it looks like they will, he's apparently got some study groups going on now, coming up with pro-growth ideas, cutting taxes, removing barriers to gas and oil exploration so we don't have to go begging to the Saudis and to Putin anymore. You know, the rise we had in oil prices, which now has come down a little bit, was a great boon to Putin. Gave more money than he had before he invaded Ukraine. Kind of a first policy. So if we come up with those positive things, in essence, we're going to try to shore up the dollar rather than debase it. And this is one thing the Republicans should hammer. They really haven't. The Federal Reserve, for all their soft talk, believes the way you fight inflation is by making people poorer, making the economy weaker. They feel that if you have less activity, that brings down prices. Well, of course it does. If people can't buy stuff, inventories get dumped. Businesses go out of business. They mark things down. So, but they have this perverse thing that also dominated them for most of the 1970s until Reagan came in, of the idea that suppressing the economy was the way you fought inflation. And that's what the Republicans should hit them on. Joe Biden, you appointed these people at the Fed. They believe that making people poor is a good thing. They hope they don't have a formal recession, however you define that. But the fact of the matter is they want less economic activity, and that's what they should hammer them on. Republicans believe in prosperity. The Democrats believe in austerity. Make that a contrast.
And speaking of that contrast, there are now people on the Democratic side of things who are saying it's extraordinarily unlikely that Joe Biden will run again. That right now he's not talking about it because obviously he wants to give his party every chance in the upcoming midterms. Who do you think the Republicans not are likely to nominate, but who do you think they are likely to face in the election of 2024?
Well, I think they have the usual suspects, you know, Buttigieg and the vice president and all that crowd, Senator Klobuchar. But I think given the thinness of that bench and given the paucity of real accomplishment of those people, I think you're going to see the Democrats, not the elites, not the leaders, but perhaps the rank and file, look outside the traditional bench, as the Republicans did in 2016. And who would that be? Well, people like John Fund throw around names like Mark Cuban, or somebody from the business world, somebody from Silicon Valley, Sheryl Sandberg, somebody like that, that are totally out of the political system and therefore are seen as clean and therefore can make a fresh appeal to the American people. That doesn't always work. You remember you were back in 1976. That's how Jimmy Carter, a one-term governor from Georgia, no national stature, ended up winning the nomination and the presidency. Yeah, he had a brief career in politics, but people were looking for somebody totally outside the then dominant leaders of the Democratic Party. I think you're going to see the same thing in 2024. They're not going to want to go with the usual faces they see now. They know that's a losing formula.
That is a fascinating perspective. You're not convinced that they would look so far outside the normal political arena that they would go to someone like either Oprah Winfrey or Michelle Obama.
Well, if Michelle Obama actually liked politics, everyone knows her, and I don't know her, so I'm speaking secondhand, say she hates it, just can't stand it. Because if she had run in 2020, I think she could have won the nomination.
I think she would have won it easily. Steve Forbes, so fascinating to talk to you always. His new book is called Inflation, What Is It? Why It's Bad, you know why it's bad, and how to fix it. We will be right back on fixing American culture and more in this greatest nation. We'll be right back.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is expected to visit Taiwan sometime this week. That's according to a new report out from CNN, which cites a senior Taiwanese government official and a U.S. official. Pelosi's visit to Taiwan would come despite multiple warnings from China and also from the Biden administration. Florida Republican Congressman Greg Stubbe says China should not be telling an American official where they can visit.
Taiwan is a sovereign nation, and for the Chinese Communist Party to tell an American official, a U.S. official, what country they can and cannot visit is ridiculous.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear says at least 35 people have died from flooding in his state. Beshear tweeting the update and describing it as more tough news. You're listening to USA Radio News.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that lasts up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
On the Michael Medved show, the one thing that Republicans need to do if they are actually going to win both the House and the Senate. I think that, as people say, if you look across the country at the 435 contests for the House of Representatives, the Republicans only need to win 7 of them, and they take control of the House. Of course, they'd like to win more to have a bigger margin of control. But the Senate is tougher, and a brand new poll from Pennsylvania, Mehmet Oz is losing by 11 points with 13% undecided. He's losing to Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman, who says his hearing hasn't recovered. He hasn't really gone back to the campaign trail. He had a stroke in the middle of the campaign. And it also shows that the race for governor in Pennsylvania has sort of settled the way I think a lot of people were afraid that it would. Doug Mastriano, who believes that the election was stolen and he wants to make overturning the election of 2020 one of his major priorities, he's losing the Attorney General of Pennsylvania, Josh Shapiro, by also by 10 points. He's losing by a margin of 50 to 40%. That according to Fox News polling. So not great situation for Republicans. But the situation for Democrats is horrible because of the need they seem to have to deny that we're at a point of economic crisis and that many Americans are feeling that in their own lives. This is a Nobel Prize winning economist, and he is Princeton professor, New York Times columnist Paul Krugman, talking to Brian Stelter on CNN about the recession. This is clip six.
Are we in a recession, and does the term matter?
No, we aren't, and no, it doesn't. I mean, the...
one sentence, that was it, huh?
None of the usual criteria that real experts use says that we're in a recession right now. And what does matter? The state of the economy is what it is. Jobs are abundant, although maybe the job market is weakening. Inflation is high, though maybe inflation is coming down. What does it matter whether you use the R word or not?
Okay, it does matter to people, and obviously helps to determine how they feel about the world around them, and they feel about the direction that it is going forward. It has been a factor for the Biden administration is that whatever his approval ratings, the people of America have consistently thought that the country is headed in the wrong direction. And how can you possibly end up approving a president if you believe that the leader of the country is leading us in the wrong direction? But that still comes up more with Paul Krugman, his estimation that people are actually upbeat. This is clip 16.
I think that what's happening now is that there's been a kind of a negativity bias in coverage. The press should be giving people have their own personal experience, and if you ask people how are you doing, they're pretty upbeat. You know, there are signs that, you know, people are complaining now, especially about things like gas prices, although those have come down in the last 6 weeks. But if you ask people, how's your financial situation, it's pretty favorable. If you ask them, how's the economy, they say, oh, it's terrible. And that's a media failing. Somehow we're failing to convey the realities of what's going on to people.
And I don't think there are many conservatives who would disagree with that. But, this is all unbelievable right now. There are a whole series of former Paul Krugman headlines. And in 2002, under the Bush administration, the AEI, American Enterprise Institute, talks about as early as September of 2002, Krugman said, right now it looks as if the economy is stalling. And then number two, he said in May of 2003, a few months later, we have a sluggish economy, which is for all practical purposes in recession. This is all under President Bush. And number three, an oil-driven recession does not look at all far-fetched. And then number four, a mild form of stagflation, rising inflation, and an economy still well short of full employment has already arrived. That, he said, in April 2005. Here's the very clever headline that AEI, American Enterprise Institute, used for this collection of all the proclamations about past recessions. Paul Krugman has predicted 9 out of the last none recessions under the Bush administration. And you could say, well, at the very end of the Bush administration in 2008, there was kind of a financial collapse. But it's rather remarkable that his particular point of view on how we're doing in the economy continues to have some residents from Democrats who want to use it. A better idea than just talking about, well, despite the fact that people think things in general are going horribly, they should look to their own lives and see that most people, and it's true, most people, according to polls, in most of the time, think things are going well in their lives. They think in general they're going horribly. But here's what Frank Luntz had to say, the famous pollster, runner of focus groups, about how the Biden administration could handle this better. Listen to clip 17.
In the polling that was done by Gallup, more people have a negative opinion over the institutions that run this country than ever before. All-time lows. And it's not just the White House or Congress, Republican or Democrat. It's the courts, the Supreme Court. It's health care. It's doctors. It's everybody right now. And, John, at a certain point, this fragile coalition that we call the United States, at a certain point, it could come apart. I know you make fun of me for being a pessimist. Well, sometimes pessimists are correct. I am pessimistic. I'm afraid of credibility, and I think we have to tell people the truth. And that's why I go back to the recession. Tell people the truth. If they feel like they're in a recession, they are.
And what does recession actually mean? Well, what it means is a negative growth rate. In other words, you're losing steam in terms of the gross domestic product 2 quarters in a row. Now, that can turn around. And there are people who believe that last month's strong stock market performance, and last month was the best market we've had in a couple of years, that could actually be a signal of things turning around. But without some kind of solution in Ukraine, without some kind of dramatic determination to try to actually work together, not on a democratic dream or a democratic agenda or the Build Back Better now coming back from the graveyard of impossible legislation, but actually a determination to try to avoid the polarization on absolutely everything. There will be polarization in Kansas on the issue of abortion. They're voting on it tomorrow. And what will that vote signify? What will the very close primary in Arizona signify? Where is the Republican Party going, and where will it lead the country? We'll get to all of that coming up on the MedVet Show.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more, and helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil, that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer. 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And remember, there was a slogan. It was everywhere back in 2016, and to some extent 2020 as well. The slogan was Trump and Pence. Now it's kind of Trump versus Pence. And maybe that will be a real deal come 2024. But where it already is a real deal is in Arizona, where they had dueling rallies just last week with Trump campaigning for his candidate, Carrie Lake, former TV newscaster, and Mike Pence campaigning for his candidate, Karen Taylor Robson, who is a former member of the Board of Regents for University of Arizona, a very prominent developer. She has loaned a great deal of money to her own campaign, and she is actually ahead by 1 point. So she's not really ahead. It's a tie. It's a very, very close race. The Wall Street Journal has a piece, Arizona race seen as Trump-Pence proxy war. And part of what's interesting about it is it says the GOP primary winner likely will face Democratic Secretary of State Katie Hobbs in November's general election in one of several Arizona races expected to be very close. Others include the fight for U.S. Senate, where the seat held by Democrat Mark Kelly is up, and races for Secretary of State and Attorney General. The candidate for Secretary of State is someone who is a full-out believer in the stolen election. He does not recognize Joe Biden as the legitimate president of the United States. There hasn't been definitive polling on that. But one of the things that's fascinating about this campaign is Ms. Taylor Robson, who supported President Trump in 2016 and in 2020, said in an interview that voters' concerns about the 2020 presidential election should be addressed. But it isn't the most important issue to her. Quote, "The left wants us focused on 2020, but I am focused on the future," she said. To win, Ms. Taylor Robson likely will have to draw independents who are allowed to vote in either party's primary in Arizona. At the rally with her in suburban Phoenix, Mike Pence called Ms. Taylor Robson a clear conservative choice and criticized Ms. Lake, the TV newscaster, for previously supporting President Barack Obama. Ms. Lake also donated to Mr. Obama's campaign in 2008 and donated to John Kerry against George W. Bush in 2004. So the question is, who's the rhino here? And Carrie Lake is now the strongly endorsed by President Trump. But the other candidate, Karen Taylor Robson, also had supported President Trump in 2012 and in 2016, pardon me, and in 2020. Concerning her past support for Democratic candidates for President, Carrie Lake's campaign did not answer. What all of this signifies is basically how unclear a direction is for the Republican Party right now. I mean, the Democrats are hopelessly unclear in the direction, and that's partially because of the profound unpopularity of the President of the United States. Here is Mark Penn. He was one of the big shots who ran Hillary's ill-fated campaign back in 2016. He's a longtime pollster and pundit and advisor for Democrats. And he was talking about the prospect of Joe Biden actually running again. This is clip 15. Listen.
He may think he's going to run again, but every single sign here says the odds are stacked up against him running. Now, perhaps if the Democrats have a surprise midterm showing other than what's really expected here, he'll say, look, I've done well. I could be the standard bearer. But right now, in my polls, only 20% of Democrats in a Democratic primary pick Joe Biden to be the nominee. This is something that I've never seen in kind of 50 years of polling. So I think it's highly unlikely that he will in the end run again, no matter what he says. And he's got to put on a strong face here through the midterms.
Okay, and with the midterms coming up, an Emerson College poll of the GOP primary in Arizona shows that former State Board of Regents Secretary Karen Taylor Robson is in a statistical tie with Carrie Lake, 47-46%, with only 4% undecided. Now, that's extraordinary. In a race like this that is so ferocious, only 4% undecided? Well, that's what they say. That is the race for governor. In the Senate primary, same poll, same state, the state of Arizona, the Teal Capital executive, Blake Masters, who's a young guy, recent Stanford graduate, who has gotten $15 million to support his campaign from his former boss, Peter Thiel, and a Silicon Valley billionaire. And Blake Masters is leading with 40%, followed by energy executive Jim Lehman with 22%. The state attorney general, who Trump dislikes and Trump has attacked, is only getting 18%, and retired Adjutant General Mick McGuire getting 12%. The primary tomorrow. And then there is also the Mark Fincham race. Mark Fincham is attended the Stop the Steal rally that preceded the riot on January 6th. And he also is running for Secretary of State of the state of Arizona. And this is what's so fascinating. Katie Hobbs, who was the Secretary of State, is going to be the Democratic candidate for governor. So it's going to be a very clear ability for people, if they believe the election was fair and it was legitimate, and people did the right thing and to allow the electoral votes in Arizona to stand, where the official tally showed that Joe Biden won by 11,000 votes. It's not 11 votes. It's not 100 votes. It's not 1,000. It's 11,000 votes. And that he won with that Arizona's 11 electoral votes, which did not make the final difference in the election. But with all of this going on. At the very least, there should be one seat that gets tied up tonight. If in Missouri, which is an increasingly Republican seat, if basically they terminate the career of the scandal-plagued former governor, who only lasted 18 months as governor back in 2018, if they get take care of Eric Reitens and help him find another line of work rather than basically scandal-plagued politics, then it should be very, very likely that they beat either of the two Democrats. One is an Army veteran. They're both with limited political experience, but one is an heiress to the Anheuser-Busch family. And Trini Bush, and I forget what her last name is, but the Democrats have no right to win an election for U.S. Senate in Missouri, not because they're the some kind of guilty party, but because this is a very Republican state. And the only way that Claire McCaskill won against a candidate, a nominee named Todd Akin, do you remember he made a comment? And this is two Senate cycles ago. He made a comment about legitimate rape. He said, yes, he was basically for an exception in an abortion situation if there was a case of legitimate rape, and then people felt that that was such a terrible phrase to use, implying that rape was ever legitimate. And, of course, he didn't mean that. What he meant was that victim had no control in any event. He lost the election to Claire McCaskill. Now she was hoping, as many Democrats were, that Eric Reitens would give them the chance to do the same kind of thing. Doesn't look that way, but one of many primaries happening Tuesday. We will keep you up to date on all of them in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Fred Dreyer here for a product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. Most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Do you suffer with joint discomfort? Getting out of bed in the morning feeling how stiff your body is and wondering how bad is it going to get as the years go by? Try Balance 7. It reduces the acid buildup in the body. In 3 days' time, you will feel a great improvement. Getting older doesn't have to mean it has to get worse. Use Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.